Matura Skills Extended 1. Exercise 2. Page 184. Recording 1.
Now, class, I'd like to talk about inventions. Many people believe that it takes a lot of effort to come up with a great invention, but sometimes luck plays the biggest role. Take the case of Percy LeBaron Spencer. In 1946, Spencer was working as an engineer in a laboratory that housed radioactive machines. While standing in front of one of these machines, he noticed that a chocolate bar in his pocket was melting. Later, he went back with some popcorn kernels to see if they would cook while held next to the machine, and they did. With the microwave oven, Spencer discovered a way to heat food far more quickly than conventional ovens, and today his invention can be seen in kitchens around the world.
Recording 2.
Just 30 or so years ago, flying was only for the rich. But nowadays, you don't have to break the bank to travel to a huge range of popular holiday resorts in Europe. These days, more people are taking to the skies than ever before, and that's mostly down to the emergence of low-cost airlines. All you need to do is search the internet for cheap flights to your chosen destination and use a credit card to book online. It's as simple as that. However, low-cost airlines are infamous for their lack of comfort and their baggage costs. But if you pack light and can deal with cramped conditions, there's nothing stopping you from having a wonderful holiday abroad on a budget.
Recording 3.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm still here with Tim Rossetti. Please, Mr. Rossetti, continue with what you were saying before the break.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I went with an international team of divers off the coast of Spain in search of the mythical Atlantis. I studied ancient ruins at university, so I was really looking forward to the job.
And what did you find?
Well, after the divers surfaced with images and information, they reported directly to me since it was my job to decide whether an area was worth exploring further. And after examining the pictures taken in one area, I can say that, whether or not you could call it Atlantis, there is definitely something down there.